Good afternoon. This is Joe Terranova, Chief Market Strategist at Virtus Investment Partners. It is my pleasure to welcome Joe Dennison and Anthony Zachary, portfolio managers of the Virtus Zevin Bergen Innovative Growth Stock Fund. I'm pleased you both could join me today.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Thanks for having us.
So 2020 and the crisis of preservation pandemic has seen a significant acceleration of the expected trends in the future as it relates to growth equities into what really feels as though is being realized in a matter of months, in certain instances, weeks, and that's had a positive impact on your performance and certainly the equities that you hold within your portfolio. Talk, if you would, each of you, about those accelerated trends, and if you believe that those trends have placed the equity holdings into an overvalued or over-concentrated perilous position of concern.
Yeah, this is Anthony, and I'll start. It's hard to believe that a pandemic and related recession would lead to a supportive environment for technology-driven growth stocks. But as we've seen over the past 4 months, businesses and consumers have scrambled to adjust to a new normal and increasingly relied on innovation to get things done. So companies participating in secular themes such as e-commerce, telemedicine, digital payments, software as a service, cloud communications, and online content streaming have taken the limelight, and that has contributed to our performance so far this year. And many companies have reported an acceleration of digital trends because of COVID. Take e-commerce, for example. It was 15 to 20% of all retail sales pre-pandemic, and now it's about 25 to 30% of all retail sales. And in cloud computing and software as a service, we have heard the pandemic has compressed the adoption window of web-based tools by 5 years. So whenever the economy reopens, and we don't have an idea when that occurs, we don't believe that people are going to go back to old ways of living, at least in full.
Yeah, I think as you look at these trends that have been pulled forward 2 to 3 years in many cases, like Anthony said, I think what's being underappreciated is how powerful that makes these companies today, where they now have the ability to continue investing and realizing these economies of scale much faster and earlier than we had anticipated in all those areas that Anthony touched on. And then from a valuation perspective, I think most importantly, we want to stress that it is increasingly clear that many of our companies are fundamentally stronger than they have ever been. They remain positioned where the world is moving and where the world has to move. So we're always focused on the long term. And looking out 3 to 5 years, we believe our companies are still just scratching the surface on how far they can grow, given the continued pace of innovation and the size in the markets in which they operate. So our history has also shown that over long periods of time, fundamentals and exceptional management teams can often render short-term valuations meaningless relative to the overall opportunity.
So I think, gentlemen, what's interesting is obviously these portfolio holdings, which are enjoying a very positive environment as it relates to fundamentals and certainly as it relates to performance. These are holdings that you mined for many, many years ago. But if you could give some example of how long you've held some of the current positions. In addition to that, could you share some insight regarding the process? How do you find these emerging growth opportunities? What goes into that tactical mining process?
Sure. So we are a conviction-based active manager. Our top 10 holdings, which represent about 50% of the portfolio, we've held an average of 5 years. And so you're right, Joe. These are trends that we've identified 3 to 5 years ago and have taken on a new life during the pandemic. But onto our process, our Zevin Bergen's mission is to create wealth for our clients and fund shareholders through the equity ownership of high growth companies. And the reason why we focus on high growth is because we believe stock prices track business fundamentals over time. So where is growth happening, you may ask? And our portfolio positioning reveals our answer to that question. To a large degree, in subsets of technology, consumer, healthcare, and financial services. And beside raw quantitative growth, we look for companies early in their life cycles when we believe opportunity is strongest, and preferred to partner with managements who are founders or have founder-like attributes such as shareholder alignment and long-term focus. Now, I often say Zevenbergen Capital applies a venture capitalist perspective to the public markets, and that means we want to own companies with compelling products and services that are addressing large markets and that have the people and the cultures in place to execute on their visions. And I can't emphasize this enough. Like a venture capitalist, it is important to be patient. We know that the journey from business idea to business success is not linear, so we shouldn't expect an easy up and to the right investment outcome, you know, as well. So it's reasonable to expect bouts of volatility, which we'll use to our advantage.
Joe, can you give us some examples of holdings when you acquired them?
Sure. I think just to reemphasize Anthony's point there, I think we approach every new opportunity that we come across with an open mind, and there are no sectors or industries that remain closed for us. So always looking and appreciating that where we are today is not necessarily where the world is moving. So paying attention to what businesses are adopting, what young people, we used to say millennials, but increasingly it's becoming Gen Z, who we might not understand it, but they are going to be making up the largest portion of the population here for the next 20 to 30 years and driving a lot of purchase decisions. So examples dating back to the IPO of Facebook was one that was misunderstood at the time, something where obviously young people were, and increasingly older demographics were adopting. They were making the transition to mobile, and we felt that was really unlocking the power of digital advertising and their ability to target and deliver very strong returns on investment for their advertisers there. Other names in the top 10, I think Teladoc is a good example of one where we have been investing for at least the last 3 years now, and has obviously seen a dramatic change in penetration over the last 6 to 9 months. I think our original thesis has not changed, that virtual healthcare is more efficient for patients, for payers, for physicians. And obviously this period has driven that adoption to a much, much higher level. Change that we thought was inevitable over the long term, but one that certainly been brought to the forefront.
So I'm going to finish with one final question to the both of you. I want you to give consideration to those that are listening to the call and looking forward and thinking to themselves, the realized expected return in a portfolio over the next decade, those expectations are certainly lessened relative to the actual performance we've experienced in prior decades. With that in mind, do you find growth equities as a solution to the potential muted returns an investor might experience? And therefore, would you have a high degree of confidence that allocations towards growth need to be considered in more of a larger capacity than maybe historically they have been in prior decades?
Yeah, I'll start. I just want to emphasize that our most successful clients do not use this as a trading or a market timing strategy, but like you said, as a long-term allocation to growth, innovation, and most importantly, wealth creation. So certainly acknowledge that recent performance has benefited from a scarcity of growth and low interest rates across the markets, but those are factors that should not appear to be changing anytime soon. So we're very optimistic in our portfolio and our companies and really driving that long-term performance.
Joe, Anthony, thank you so much for joining us. I really enjoyed speaking with the both of you today. To learn more about Zevenbergen Capital Investments or any of the Virtus Investment Solutions, please visit virtus.com.